all missed you, everyone, last week. I think the reason was because we talked about tax evasion last week.
I coincidentally had a wedding last week.
Conveniently,
well,
yes.
It wasn't easy to arrange then.
But we gave over the share for the website to have, yes?
Yes. Oh, that's... I didn't put it on the website yet. I have to do
You're going to put it on the website, yes. So. But it may secretly destroy it before it gets to the website. Okay. We'll quote a bit parts of it as we go along, as you'll get an idea of what we said. Okay. So let's start with a Shaila famous Shaila, but we use the word Rav Avadya Yosef in his own tshuva, as the Shaila was asked to him. So Rav Avadya Yosef in his tshuva, it says, Shaila, got a question. Everyone knows, according to Halacha, Ein habonis v'ishto yereshes as val. The daughters, the wife, doesn't inherit the husband, Ravim, or the father, if there's sons around. V'zos benigid l'chuk ha-medina. Not, that's it. In contrary, absolute conflict with the secular law. According to the secular law, the woman takes half of all his assets. This is what Asa will. And the other half, according to secular law, is split equally between the daughters and the sons. Do we say in such a concept, dini de malchus dina, and therefore einoch anami? It belongs half to the wife, and the other half splits between the sons and daughter. Or do we say, no, in such a case we don't say dini malchus dina, and we will say it still goes to the sons. So it's a shaila. Does dini malchus dina apply in such a case when it comes to inheritance?
And dinim ha'chuzin, isn't that it all goes
to the wife? Dinim ha'chuzin,
isn't that
it all goes to the wife? No. It doesn't. If you don't have a will, as far as the secular law goes, half the asset goes to the wife, the other half is split amongst the children, including the daughters equally, which is connected to the wife.
No, it's actually, it's more involved. It's not just Hine Yerusha.
Okay. You have a lot of knowledge.
Okay.
We'll get there sometime. Okay. Now. So that's the first shot. Last week we discussed about tax evasion or paying your taxes. Was dinner machus dinner play? And there we came up with, without me telling you what the maskona was, listen to this year of last week, we came up at the start of this year as the machlokas apparently between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, whether you have to or you don't have to. Okay, without Kiloshem, of course, we're not discussing here again. Now, why was there shaila over there? What was the slight reason maybe to not apply dinner machus dinner in last week's topic? What was the slight suggestion that we could reason why that maybe it doesn't apply? What was the reasoning? Of the two people who were there last week, David...
Two people?
What? Because there is a debt to a goy. Taxes is a debt to a goy. And since taxes they're going, there was a sub to suggest a loan. So a debt to a goy, you don't need to pay, and taxes under that category. This week we'll have a different shaila altogether. This week's shaila is whether inheritance law, secular law, overrides Torah inheritance law. Who are the peoples involved here? Jews or goyim, or all Jews? What's
all
the
Jews.
Shaila? All Jews. So over here, when dealing with all Jews, we don't have the possible leniency of last week, which is called, well, it's a debt to a goy, you don't need to pay. Havar, which was last week's topic, this has got nothing to do with that. There's no goy involved. So here's a pure shaila. Does dinner machus dinner override the Torah suggest halachic opinion of what should we go on? And dinner machus dinner, yeah, there's nothing to do with debt, stop paying debts. That's the shaila which is famous and put forward in the tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Here they don't have that law. Like different family issues generally are handled by the family. So that's the family.
Well, we'll see. We'll analyze all the aspects and get there. Okay. So let us introduce this Gemara in Gittin. And it's interesting. Gemara, and you have to understand over here what's going on. What's the flow? Says the Mishnah in the Gittin. Kol hashtaras olim ba'akosha over chon. Any document which was made by the goyim, afapi shechoseimehem over chon, even if the goy actually witnesses it. Kasherim, the kosher. Chutz, however, gitin noshim v'shicha avodim. That's not kosher. If you make a get by the goy with his signature, doesn't work by gitin. That's the mission. So Gemara says, koposik v'toni. It's a blanket statement, the Gemara Mishnah saying. Lo shtom mecha, lo shtom matona. Makes no difference if it says sale document, or it's a document of a present. Makes no difference. So Gemara makes an assumption. Bishloma mecha. If you're telling me it's a sale document which you're saying is valid, it's made by the goyim. Okay. What made the actual transaction between Reuven and Shimon? How did Reuven buy Shimon's land? He did a kinyan by giving money. So what's the document for?
Proof.
Document is just a raya, a star raya, a document of proof, star raya ba'alma. The whole document is only there, not to do anything, just to prove an event happened. Therefore, dilo yahavi zuzikame, lohon ma'adashi, because it's shah. Because, well, how's it proof? Of course, you must have given, Reuben must have given the money to Shimon. Otherwise, the goyim wouldn't have gone the chutzpah testifying events when it didn't happen. They consider themselves koshuv, important, they're doing a service to the state, they're not going to make up stories if they sign the document that Reuven sold to Shimon, it must have happened. They're just testifying the event happens, and they're reliable testimony in such circumstances. No, because they start, so therefore we're not relying on them to make the transaction, we're relying on them just to document that the transaction happens. Because it's like Messiah Lisi Tumah type of them. We know they won't lie. We know that they won't lie under these concepts. Yeah. Ayla Matona. But when you come to a present, Mike Connolly, how do you acquire a present? Somebody wants to give you a present of a field. How do you acquire it? No kesef by present. With star. Okay, my Connie. Love behind star must be the actual document, not is just testifying of an event, it actually is the event. It's making the transaction. Hashtar chaspa ba'almahu. That document is not a kosher document according to halacha, because it's goyim who signed on it. How can it make a transaction? How can it make a transaction? You can use a goy as proof of the event, but you can't use the goy to be the event. It's chasma ba'alma. Yes, no kosher witness. The lands over here, I think. Because it's talking about money doing a kidney. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah says it does work. So what's going on? It's a useless document. Can't create an event of a transaction. So here Shmuel comes and says this famous thing. Alma Shmuel, dinner b'chus dinner. It works. Dinner b'chus dinner. Reuben has bought it, has taken possession of Shimon's field through this document. Why? It's not valid. It's according to halacha. Dinah ma'achus dinah. It's valid between Reuben and Shimon. That's the Shmuel's. But then it says, Ibos Hema. An alternative answer.
Is the Shmuel's answer?
Chutz mechegiti noshim. It doesn't, it says in the Mishnah, get doesn't work. It didn't mean only get. It means anything that's like get also doesn't work. And Jez says, get doesn't work because it can't create the event. A goyish document can't actually create the event. Can't make a woman divorce using a goyish document signed by a goy. So also anything like a get, also a goyish thing would be useless. So therefore it can't be used as a document to create the actual transaction of possession change between Reuben and Shimon when it comes to a present. So the second answer is say that the goyish document does not work to make an event actually happen and cause transfer of ownership of a field between Reuben and Shimon through the document made of goy. Now, let me ask you a question. The answer, first answer, is the difference between the two answers as well. First answer says, goy, use a goy's documents, goy's witnesses, useless according to the Torah, still works because dinah mahusid. Second one says, it doesn't work. So what's going on? Is there a machlokus between the two answers or not a machlokus answer? Enough for Mitnah to ask. We're discussing a shaila between two Jews. Reuben and Shimon says, I want to inherit. Reuben and Leah want to say, I want to inherit from our Abba. I'm the son and I'm the daughter. Halacha says you're useless, you don't inherit. Sekhdil says you can. Dilmachus says you can. Does Dilmachus work between two Jews? Says the first teretz, Lechora, yes. What's the second teretz saying? Is it saying no?
Just no in this
or
case.
Is it saying yes? What's it saying, the second teretz?
No in this case, but it might be doctrine because it's about Karka. It might be reason why this case is no, but you still agree to the principle of Dinah Malchus Dinah.
But you're saying, for sure it's arguing. Second teretz you're saying is for sure arguing with the first teretz.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Are both teretz in question oil?
No. Now, let me ask you a rule in Shas. When there's two answers given, which answer do we 90% of the time paskin like?
Rambam goes after the last.
The last answer. Okay? So it's very important to define whether the last answer is arguing with the first one or not. First one says, because it works. Second one, what's it saying? So what he's saying, it argues. Let us see how the Rishonim understands what's going on. What's the second answer saying? Says the Rashba. Number two, Ikeman to Oma. There is an opinion, that the two answers argue. They must have heard it from Tuli. But the Shmuel, Shtar Matana, Ola Bar Kori's Kona. According to Shmuel, Dinah Malchus Dinah, it works. The Lishna Brasa, according to the second answer, no, Koni, a document doesn't work. A goy can't make a document. Even when there's Dinah Malchus Dinah, it doesn't work. The second answer is saying, I agree there's a concept to Dinah Malchus Dinah. There's such a thing, it works. But it doesn't apply here. As the first answer saying, it does apply. Machlokas does Dinah Malchus Dinah apply in this circumstances. That's the two answers arguing about. That's one way of looking at the sugya. Second way of looking at it, they're not really arguing. Oh, how do you make them not argue? Ella the Shmuel heichad the Ika Haraman to Malka, or Pika Basa heichad the Leka Haraman to Malka. Shmuel's talking about where there was a dinner machus dinner. There was a law from the king that says our documents are binding. Okay, if they're binding, then it works even between Reuben and Shimon to make a transaction. The second answer agrees. If there is a law, it would work to make it binding. We're talking about a country where there is no law. If there's no law, so therefore, obviously, there's nothing to say this document is valid. There's no dinner, machus, dinner. And the halacha says it doesn't work. So target doesn't work. So you have to learn the Mishnah. It's talking about where target doesn't work. But really, everyone agrees in theory that dinner, machus, dinner will work across the board under all circumstances. Machlokas Rishonim, wherever the two opinions are arguing and saying, the second opinion is saying it doesn't work under all circumstances, this it doesn't work over here, or the second opinion, no, I agree it works under all circumstances. Technically, there's no, just no law over here. That's all. Okay, we have to see if we how we make the jump. Always at the stage last week we're talking about between a Jew and a goy. This week we're talking about two Jews. We'll get to develop. Yeah.
If there's no permanent of the Malka, why would it work by Mechon?
That's just a proof.
What's the proof if there's no permanent of the Malka? What do they care? It's no, it's not against the law.
Don't need. It's just they won't. They don't need to have dinner after the dinner to be approved. Masiach lifli tuma has got nothing to do with dinner after
right,
the dinner.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
No, here. They are institution. They hold of themselves of saying we're serving the public. If you want to use our services,
oh, the archivists themselves are
doing we, if you want, yes. If you want to use our services, then we'll do it for you. You don't have to use our services, and we don't impose our service on us. But if you do, this is what we do. That's not spin off the but it definitely is. You're trustworthy. Mitzvah if you talk about with giving testimony, event happens, not that we're making events. To make events, we have to be doing it.
So even if you used an arbitration panel, you would do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Now. So there's a concept of a legal system that doesn't have a backing of law, and that's recognized by the Torah.
There's a concept of that. Dinamachosodina is when we impose our law on all subjects, whether they want it or not. And there's something that's not dinamachosodina, which means is that we're offering a service and we'll do it if they come to us, but we're not imposing this particular law on everybody. Correct. Now, let me ask you a hard question, but something you can start thinking now. What is the reasoning why there's a machlokas with Shonim, whether there's a machlokas in the Gemara or not of it working? Well, Rishon says, yeah, they're arguing. The second opinion says, it doesn't work. I said, no, of course not. Everyone agrees it works. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, Pashtus, because the Mashmolus is that they are arguing. But if that's the case, it's very hard to say we're not passing like Shmuel.
Correct. We always pass the like Shmuel.
And he's the first
and
one.
More than that, we pass the like Shmuel, and even the second answer agrees with passing like Shmuel, just not over here. It's not saying I don't hold of dinner, Mahus dinner. I hold it and consider it. It's just I don't want to apply it over here.
So that's why it's hard to say that they're arguing. But it's hard to say they're not arguing because it sure sounds like they're arguing.
So you're going to do it just like...
That's why I'm saying why there's a machlokas.
Yeah, okay, you're machlokas in the reading, but there's also, what's the logic behind the machlokas? Yes. Gerusha is definitely Issa Behezer. Yerusha, not Gerusha. Okay. Okay, that's Mominus.
That is
Mominus. So that's the first start of getting the answer correct. They're arguing fundamentally that where the power of Dinam Chosadina, how far you can use it. What said the Rishonim saying? There's an opinion out there, it's the second opinion, which means it's the halacha. It's an opinion out there that you can't just use it wherever you like, even if it exists and it's true and it's accepted by halacha, but it has its limitations. And it doesn't apply over here. We have to understand why it doesn't have to be, but it's limited. Second answer says, seems to be saying, is a fundamental halacha which you can't avoid, apply across the board. So if there's a suggestion that there's a limitation, I want to define that limitation. So as Rishonim is saying, you can't use the words, it's limited. So what's on the Gedorim? Why is it limited? Why it only applies over here, not over here? What? Let me quote the Gemara, and then I'll give you a chance to define this limitation. There's another place Shmuel says his deal. of Din Malchus Din. In Baba Kama Kufiyu Gimel. Let's look at number three. Gufa Omer Shmuel. Shmuel says, Din Malchus Din. Omer Rava says, oh, if you're telling me Din Malchus Din, then I know. Teta, I can prove such a concept exists. Zakatli Zikni, because the governments go around cutting down people's trees, the date trees, the gishri, and they use them to make bridges. For Avinale, and no one has a problem walking on it. There's no signs in the basin that says, also to use this bridge, stolen property. No one does that. Everyone says, oh, it doesn't matter what sector of religion or Haredi you are, there's no problem using these bridges. So must be Dinam Achusetim. That's the proof of Dinam Achusetim. So Teda, meaning there's a proof it exists, the power. Okay, so you proved its existence from just looking around. Sometimes we do this in halacha. You just look around, what, how people are acting and how people are doing. And that in itself is a proof of there's such a halacha as this. That's what Rav is saying. So how do I prove that Din Malchus exists? Just look around. These bridges come from governments who knock down people's trees without permission and use the bridges. No one's complaining about it. Must be Din Malchus Adina. So how, what we've proven is the power of Din Malchus Adina for such a picture. You see this picture? Ah, Din Malchus Adina. How much have we proven of Din Malchus Adina? What is its power? What? Yes? So maybe it has why should it be different from other things? Why land different from, or trees, or not land, but
there's
necessarily.
One thing I don't understand here.
What? What's eminent domain?
The government takes private people's property, it's not considered stolen.
Okay.
That's something I don't
understand. They have to pay for it, actual theory of it. But you've proven that they can take people's property, so why can't they do anything? If they can take people's property, why can't they say that Reuven property is no longer his? I can take it for myself. I can take the government, but I can take your tree and put myself. Fully as a bridge. So why can't they say Reuven's property and taking, I'm giving it to Shimon? Good.
Yes.
So that's according to Gemara Gittin. You're going with the second answer of the Rishon, but the first answer of the Rishon in Gittin is there is a law out there that says Reuven's property through this document we have taken and given it to Shimon. That's what it says in the Gemara Gittin, and the second Teretz Gemara is saying is we don't recognize that. We don't recognize that law. It's not. It has no right to have any bearing in halacha. It doesn't work. That's the first Rishon's shot in the Gemara Gittin. So why? You've got a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that they can take the plate, whatever it is, for themselves. So sure, why not then say, okay, we're not taking it ourselves. We're saying it's no longer Reuven's, it's Shimon's. Just the same thing. What's the difference? Why is it doesn't work?
Isn't that like taxes? And taxes is you're taking
That's a very, very
democratic way of thinking.
They're thinking about taxes.
I don't understand something though.
They take it for themselves first.
First, then between and last.
Okay.
It's talking about where they're cutting the trees and using the wood, or cutting the trees and using the land.
No, the trees.
So what's Rabbi's Raya? It's a guy that stole and he was Mashana, the thing. It's mutter to use.
It's not called Shinu. The Gemara says it's no Shinu over there.
There's no Shinu?
No Shinu. It's called still Dikli, even when it's...
They're not great bridges.
They're not great bridges. Okay. You ever been to Afghanistan? Okay, so
no, thank God.
We'll see some of the bridges over there.
Okay.
They're still Dikli. Ah! That's what I wanted to hear. Very good. Welcome back. So says the Sefer HaTrumas. Sefer HaTrumas, number 3, Aleph. Kabbalti Mirabosai. I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe's. She gave them a das ha-safata, and they received it from the Choshevet Rabbonim in Safat. Shelo nehem et dinah malchus et dinah, ki im bedvarim shem iski ha-melech. Dinah malchus et dinah only applies for issues which are country issues, king issues. Kugon in yonim ha-drochim, they have to walk after the roads, the streets, the bridges. But matters that are private matters between individuals within the country, no omru, there's no concept of dinah malchus ha-dinah, does not apply. It has no power to apply. It only applies to things which are under their authority. What's the authority of the king and his business? What's his business? His business is to make look things good for the public. One of them is the roads and the bridges. Okay, they have then dinah malchus ha-dinah is applicable. But as soon as they try and get involved with making decisions and ideas and contracts between individual peoples, which are not to do with the public, it's just individuals, dinah malchus ha-dinah hasn't got that power. Therefore, in fact, we got the proof is from Rava. Rava says, dinah malchus ha-dinah work? How? I got proof it works for making bridges. That's all your proof? That means it only works by bridges. It only works by bridges and roads. Nothing else. Nothing personal. Therefore, that when the Gemara in Gittin says Reuben wants to get the possession of Shimon's fields through using the Goyish documents, and the Goyish says, yeah, dinah malchus ha-dinah, it works, don't recognize that. That's not a public thing. That's a private thing. Dinah malchus ha-dinah hasn't got authority over.
Why isn't that called a public? Why isn't that called a public? Hold on a second. What?
If what?
It's either public, it's serving the
public, or
and at the same time, it's providing the money for Shimon in this case, and not why is that not personal? Well, what is it for? Is that why
you and the we're not talking about court, we're talking about the king and his laws and his authority. His authority is only to make general statements and laws that help the public, not to talk about individual agreements.
Why? Well, wait a minute.
Why are you going to talk about courts?
Because
it's only if they use the same powers as what the government.
I have a more elementary question. This is a public interest because society will be in chaos if there's no rulership over how agreements work. We have to have laws between people.
So the government can
the definite interest of the king's business to make, say, you're entitled to this and you're entitled to that when this and this happens.
That's right.
Or you'll have completely anxious way of high and low.
Who said that? Yitro, not you. Yitro said.
What did he say?
He said the boy should
have. Now. Does Matis Svora apply between two Jews, or only when you're talking about Goyim? Have Jews got no system, therefore you need to create a system to be able to control the chaos, or they have already a system in practice that there's no chaos in any case, because there's a system there to control.
You're going to bifurcate the system.
Yeah. So therefore, of course, everybody agrees. Dinah malchus ha-dinah works across the board between two Goyim. That's not a shayla. That's what we discussed a few weeks ago. To Goyim, dinah malchus ha-dinah is binding totally. Because, as you said, it's a public need. They have no system. They have to create some sort of system. That's why it's chaos. But between two Jews, they don't need, there's no chaos. Therefore, you don't need to create a system to stop chaos. They have Torah to tell you what the rules are.
No, but okay. If we have one set of rules and they have another set of rules, and that could create chaos also. They'd rather have everyone on the same system for consistency.
No, the only chaos is where the side is when you have a Jew and a Goy discuss it together. That will happen. I have another shir too. Which overpowers in such case? But we're saying at the moment, according to this Rishon, two Goyim are dinah malchus ha-dinah because of chaos. Two Jews definitely not dinah malchus ha-dinah, unless it would apply to Jews if it's a law for. Which is the jurisdiction of the king, which is anything for public good, which is making roads and things like that.
So what about the case of, if it's not between two Jews, what about the case of Rav Papa where he took the guy as a slave because he didn't pay his head tax?
We'll discuss the Jews and the Goy situation. Okay. That's the complicated situation of Judaism.
That's the first thing.
It's such a good answer. Yeah. That we haven't got proof more than that. So what's the opinion of the other Rishonim? Said, no, it does apply in between the individuals. But they have, you're saying a logic. We want a proof. Says the Ramban, the difference between a logic and a proof. Says the Ramban, free base. Onu kava omdu al svara. Vinu mishtaberes u mishtabeshes. I've heard of your logic that doesn't apply only for public goods, and it's broken such a logic from the Gemara in Cheskes HaBatim. We'll see that Gemara at some other points. It's a complicated Gemara. But oat and furthermore, Shai Bishtaris Olam Ba'Koysha Goyim Miskashe. My biggest raya is that the Mishnah says that Goyish documents work even between two Jews, even though it's an individual theory. I feel less like Bachus Israel, even though there's no public need over there, it's a private. Even though it's a, I agree it's private, it's not like Matthew's saying. I agree it's a private question between Reuven and Shimon, not public. Nevertheless, it still works. Shvaminah b'kulu dinin minhagim, all dinin, all minhagim, ma'achim ba'achus ma'chzikin l'chol ma'achus b'kulam dinin them. Whatever they say, across the board is applicable under all spheres, all statutes. So therefore, even if it's not a public need, even if it's just a private discussion to Jews, there's still the din of Achuzah works to make it binding, even if it's not for public goods. Yeah? His main rise from Cheskes HaBatim, but he's also, he says, the Pashas of the Mishnah proves that. Yes. But I'm saying you're being ochus with Matzis Sora. You're holding strong with Matzis Sora. I'm saying, yeah, you're very good. But I'm not interested in Sora at this moment. Because I'm interested in what the words say. What I'm saying is words. I agree. It's not public. Not public at all. I agree. Still it works. Still it's binding. Still binding. So comes to our case of Yerusha. Is it very personal or is it public? Without your logic, because that logic is not acceptable. Yeah?
It's personal.
It's personal. If it's personal, we should say it's dependent on this machlokas we're showing. Now, I want to go a bit deeper. Machlokas we're showing him. Limited to public needs. Apply across the board. Okay. What's that based on?
What's what based on?
What's that based on? Dinamachusadina. Power is either limited or unlimited. What is that machlokas based on?
Oh, the machok is based on the reasoning for Dina the Machos.
Okay.
What?
He's saying the same issue. You're saying it, the answer to that question is that they must be arguing on what. If they're arguing on the power, they must be arguing on how it works. How it works. If it works this way, then it's unlimited power. If it's working this way, then it's got limited power. What are the two ways to learn how it works? What are the two ways to learn how it works? No? How does the mechanics of the concept of the Machlisini work. What gives, what makes the Machlisini have its power? And then we can discuss, therefore, it's unlimited or limited, based on its you plug it in to get its power. So depending how much power it was gave it, then it either is unlimited or is limited. So I want to know what gave it its power. That's the same thing, you say. Okay. So here we go back to last week, for all those who weren't there. We had a machlokus whether you're stealing by not paying taxes. No, it's just a regular debt, and therefore it's a goy, don't need to pay. Din machlokus makes it stealing. How does din machlokus make it stealing? It can only be a regular debt. No, it was a hemshik philosophy. Oh. It could only be a debt, by definition. You owe me money. How can it make it stealing?
It's stealing by taking the benefit from the government that you're
not
supposed to be paying
for. Even
if
it's not called stealing, it's not... Wait, on the first day, the second day?
Yeah, the first day. It's stealing.
Machaber
said it's stealing not to pay taxes.
It belongs to the goy.
How did it belong to the goy? How did the machaber make it belong to the goy? So let us look at four base. I'll go four base first, because that's what we're discussing. And the last one says, this is the power where Din Machlus's power comes from. This logic. Any minhag, which the normally are practiced amongst the kings, Dinahu is binding. Why? Shekol b'nei ha-malchus mekablim omhem merotzen chuki ha-melech. They are set upon themselves. All the people, all the nation are set upon themselves willingly to follow the laws of the king. Hilchot din gomor, therefore it's absolutely binding. As we said, that's the Mechaber's psak last week, when he says, since they're saying, you're our king, wherever the king says, goes, says in Shmuel, that means you're now his eved. You're mamish like an eved to him. You have no ownership. Anything that's yours is his automatically. Yad eved ki yad rabo. That's how they look at Din Machlus. Your money in your pocket looks like it's yours. Not, it's his. And if you don't pay it, it's stealing. That was last week. Machaber. So here also, who holds in this scenario that is it unlimited power or limited power when we say such a concept? Unlimited. It therefore across the board, it doesn't matter what it is, what the issue is, it applies. That's the Ramban is also coming from. What's the other way of looking at the power of the Machlisa? It gets it from a different source, not that source. Not from there. What's the other way of looking at it? There's like Rav Menachem says. There's the Rosh. That's what Rav Menachem says. Look at 4 Aleph. Ha Mushmo Dina de Machlisa Dina. Shmuel says Dina Machlisa Dina. Doma Malka lo yeh be'atzi im lo yotin kachakach. Why? Why is it Dina Machlisa Dina? Because the king says, you can't come into my land unless you give me this and this amount of money. It's a payment for use of his land. That's why Din Machlus Dina. Because it's his land. Shalom, he says, you want to come in my land? You have to pay. This is how much you have to pay in order to come into my land. Who would, talking about United States of America, the Bogus of Kodesh Boko, also was a Bogus of Boko, but we'll come to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, this woman's system. So what, where's the power there from? What's the foundation of the power? Are you ever to him? Or are you just making an agreement with him? Din Machlisa is just an agreement. I'm here in your place? Okay. So if I'm here in your place, then I have to pay. you want me to pay, otherwise I'm stealing your place. That's the answer.
Speed limit, it all sounds strange. You want to drive my roads, here's the speed you drive.
But then if you want to live here, then you have to abide by all the entirely the system that's under place. And then,
right.
Then there's no difference between.
Correct.
Is that what's being said?
So now. So if this is the power of Dina Malchus HaDina, because of agreements between the people and the king, it says, okay, you want certain things, we want to be over here. We agree. Yes. Is it going to be limited to power or unlimited power under these circumstances? What's the agreement based on?
He's good at his.
That,
you,
ah, very good. But the starting point is that that look, I own something. What does the king own?
Where?
The land. Okay. So therefore, I've got something that you want, called the land. So therefore, you have to make agreements over here. You want to have what mine is. I'm in control of the land. So therefore, you have to also give me some things in exchange. That's the mother's thing.
Well, what
does the king? What does the king own? What does he own? Because only what
property.
He owns not is this agreement binding.
Yeah,
so what
property.
Does he own?
The public lands.
Land.
Public property.
Land.
He lands. He owns it as a private interest. The king owns, like you own a private property, he owns the land to do whatever he likes with or not. But what you're saying, David, what is he saying? What's the ownership of his land? Yes, he owns land. But what his ownership in land is? Unlimited ownership in the land, or is it limited ownership in the land?
Why not own it? Why can't it be unlimited? That's what he's implying.
Is it unlimited ownership in the land? Or is it got limited ownership in the land?
Yeah, I would think
no, without asking me a question, please try and answer my question.
If someone owns something,
yes.
Like land,
yes.
It's subject to rules.
Yes.
You can't
correct.
Simply do whatever you
correct.
Want.
I know, but does he? Do you
he
ever? Let me give you an example in the financial world. Every piece of land has total ownership under one person, or you can have a piece of land that a person only has partial ownership on it. Of course you can have a land which a person has only partial ownership on. Can he make deals about the ownership he doesn't have over that land?
No.
Okay. So now my question is does the king have total ownership over the land, or he only has partial ownership over the land?
Sure.
Try and bring a proof rather than just saying it's wrong. From
the fact that he has power to give Tanayim to me to use it must mean he has full
control. No, he's got a power to make Tanayim what he owns. I agree, he's got some ownership. So therefore, on whatever he's owning, he makes conditions. And if you don't do the conditions, that's not valid. But I want to know what is his interest in the land, total or partial.
The proof is power and Yosef. When Yosef bought up all the land. The people voluntarily sold it, but they were hungry.
Yes.
At the end of the day, they didn't
that seems to be right the other way. They really was really with theirs, and he had to use a technique to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there was just.
And he was normally understanding.
He can't sell the land. Let's take an example of the Queen of England.
That's a lousy example. She's not a real queen.
Okay.
She's a dictator.
Okay.
Henry VIII,
if you want to say.
Okay.
What was his ownership in England? Americans don't have this concept of kings over here. But I have to go back to the motherland. Yeah? So what gave him power? The fact there is
the country.
An empty country or populous country? Kachi Taran. So what his ownership is, on every piece of land he has ownership, and I give you a clue from the actual words of Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? What does Shmuel statement? Omer Shmuel. Make it out like David. Dina damachusa dina. What does the word dina machusa dina translate as?
The dinner
of the state is binding. Not the dinner of the king is binding. So what do we see from there? The king has total ownership. Only on states. The state owns state the land for state issues. That's their thing. Memela, if that's their ownership, only on the state ownership of the land, state issues in the land. This land is needed for the state. I have total ownership, but when it comes to personal, who actually really individually owns it, and it's got nothing to do with the needs of the populace, who's going to be the owner? The individual. So therefore, do I need to make a deal for my personal issues with the king, because he owns it, if I don't make the deal, or I don't need to bother with his what he wants, because he doesn't own it.
You don't have to bother.
I don't need to bother, because he has no ownership on the private land. He only has ownership on all the land for public needs. Mameda, that is the logic behind, that's where it's limited his power to only public needs. Okay. Ooh, I can't hear two calls at once. Because they say we set whatever he says, just since that he's the king. Okay, so you hear the shiur 2 weeks ago, because it comes from Shmuel. So it's Shmuel. That's the week of 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Now we've explained. We'll come to the last point tonight. We explained there's a machlokas whether it's unlimited power or limited power. We explained it's coming from how does the machusna get its power in the first place? It's because they are becoming themselves avodim to the king, and therefore everything is unlimited. Or it's no, we're just making a deal on what you own, the king. But you only own state issues. Okay? Now what's halacha? For halacha, we look at the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch number 5. Kol hashtoris shechus min over the kovim psulim. Any document which the goy signs is possible. Chutz mishtari mekach, except for documents of sale, shtari chov, and documents of debt. For you, sheyitem mas with them, as long as you made the transaction of money between Reuven and Shimon in front of them. Avustari matonas, but documents of transfer of ownership of a present created by the documents. Sodi Nosanov, for example, I am writing here, my land is given to you. She'ika hakno naisa desha, the whole transaction is trying to be done through the actual document itself. V'chein and similarly, shtar hodor, sheploni hodor, ploni shulchaivlo. Documents say, I am obligating myself now to Shimon, Shoros, and you use their witnesses, haria kecheres, they're absolutely useless. So what's the Shulchan Aruch Mechaba paskening? He's saying it's limited. And he's learning like the first Rishon Peshat that the second answer of the Gemara saying it doesn't apply here because it doesn't work over here. And why? Must be because the reason is that it's the power of Dinmach is in the first place is an agreement on what you own, and you don't own everything. You only own the state issues. This is not a state issue, nothing to do with you. So we see the Machabah is passing that it's limited in the size. Therefore, according to the Machabah, when the government says, the law, Dinmach says, Yerusha, someone dies, you have to give out all half the possessions to your wife, the other half has to sit between boys and girls equally. Is it binding on us because of the dinner? According to this, it's not going to be.